This is Madison Watson from Archive Ooliga interviewing Jamie Marara, a valedictorian of the 2018 senior class at Ooliga High School. So my first question is, how long have you attended Ooliga schools?
I have attended Ooliga schools since I was in kindergarten, so I'm part of the 13-year club. I went to Claremore Christian for pre-K, but after that, my life became Ooliga High School, or well, not high school, but Ooliga schools through and through.
What activities are you involved in?
Let's see. I'm most deeply involved in Technology Student Association, or TSA, and then Ooliga Speech, Debate, and Drama. But I also am a part of a lot of other activities like Business Professionals of America, National Honor Society, National Technical Honor Society. And this year I was lucky enough to found the Equality Club at our school, which I think has been instrumental for me as a person and for other people. So I've also been volleyball manager, which was awesome. So I kind of say, yes, I'm in volleyball, but not in the way you expect me to be. So those would be all of my activities.
What's your favorite thing about Ooliga High School?
I think my favorite thing would be the relationships you form. Like, of course with other students, but to me, you make friendships no matter where you go. To me, what's different about Ooliga and being at a small school and being at a school where my mother teaches, because my mom is a math teacher here, it makes relationships between like you and teachers or you and administrators that you can't really get at a big school. And I even fear sometimes that in college you won't be able to make as close of connections, but like every teacher I've ever had, I know them on some level and a lot of them very personally, and I don't think that you get that in other places, which makes Ooliga feel so much like home and makes it where a lot of people that may be like cold and distant in other situations are actually really like warm and friendly and understanding.
What are some of the best memories or experiences you have had throughout high school?
Some of the best experiences I've had have been given to me by my activities, like a lot of travel. With TSA, we've consistently gone across the nation for nationals, and those are always really interesting experiences, whether it's Orlando and going to Disney World, or it's Washington, D.C. and seeing historical monuments. We always have somewhere interesting to go, as well as with speech and debate. Going to Salt Lake City the year I got to go to nationals was just amazing, and it was really nice, just my mom, my coach, and I exploring Salt Lake City together. So I think that all of the opportunities that my activities have given me have really stuck with me.
Have you always wanted to be a valedictorian?
Oh, yes. I was one of those kids that when I was little, I was automatically just like denoted as gifted, and my life has revolved around that since then. So first it was, you know, gifted and talented classes, and then it was you started taking standardized tests and everyone wondered what your score was, and then from there, one of the goals is always be the top of your class, keep straight A's, put in automatically as much work as you can so you can get the best grades that you can. That's always been a default for me, and so I felt like valedictorian is where I would end up, and I'm happy that I did.
What traits do you think you possess that got you to this point?
I think that to some extent, like a determination has gotten me here. I know in some classes it may be easy to get an A. Maybe everything you do, you get just as much credit as everyone else for, and everyone gets A's. But in other classes, you really have to work for it. And so like being in AP Calculus or AP Biology, those were times that like I had to remember why I wanted to be valedictorian and why I needed straight A's, because sometimes it felt like they were going to be so hard to get. So I would feel like determination got me there to some extent, but also I think that having like a self-image like I do, like regarding myself as being very intellectual and school-based, has also brought me here, because that's what makes me feel strongly about being a valedictorian, and that's what made me interested in it back when I was a freshman and nothing like who I am now. And so that was another reason that I was propelled to become who I am now.
What mentors do you think helped guide you here?
There's so many. There's just so many. I think the first and foremost would be my mom, because not only as a teacher, so she has that kind of aspect of wanting me to do well in class because she's literally had me in class and all that, but just as a parent, she's had really high expectations for me just throughout my entire life. She's done the same for my sister, and I think that that has shaped us into doing what she expects from us because it becomes what we expect from ourselves. So at some point it was, I want to get straight A's for mom, and then that became, I want to get straight A's because I think I can. And so her, I guess, parenting meshed with her teaching style was a lot of what I think has made me successful. But then there's lots of teachers that, you know, just stick with you and that put time and dedication into you. Like my speech and debate coach, hands down, she helped me with school, like college interviews and little things like that in my life that were things that she didn't need to help me with, she did. And I think that that makes a difference in wanting to pursue goals and wanting to be something like valedictorian, is other people supporting you. But also, I can't forget the teachers that taught those really hard classes, because Miss Harper, who taught AP Bio, and Miss Askew, who taught AP English, they actually legitimately put time into making sure we knew what they were talking about and that we wouldn't leave class and just forget it, and really shaped, I think, those entire classes, but specifically me, as individuals who would have the knowledge to be a valedictorian and really feel like we belong there, because we didn't just pass classes, we learned.
What advice would you give to incoming freshmen?
There are so many things that I wish I had known, I guess, as an incoming freshman. I think the first thing would be not to be scared. Everyone thinks that, like, oh, the freshman, you're the bottom of the totem pole, and, like, nothing matters to you. Like, it's all about the seniors, and it's all about the upperclassmen, and you're just floating by as little measly freshmen. But I don't think that's true. And when people think that, I think they kind of disregard freshman year. Like, they think, oh, it's going to be hard, or, oh, it's going to be socially awkward, and they don't get the full experience. Like, your grades start in freshman year. Like, if you're not putting in your 100%, then you have a lot of people who, as, like, juniors or seniors, are like, wow, I can't recover that ever, because then they feel comfortable enough to start having goals. But I think as freshmen, if they could just get over that fear of, like, being different, being scared, being, like, not prepared, like middle school didn't prepare them for what high school level will be, then they can get rid of those, like, self-fulfilling prophecies, like, oh, this is going to be difficult, and therefore I'm going to struggle, and then they do struggle, which opens them up to literally all of the opportunities they have as freshmen, not just being in high school, but specifically as freshmen. Furthermore, I would tell them to join activities. They're going to have so many options that weren't there in middle school, and they ought to explore them. Like, I was lucky because TSA had a middle school and a high school component, so I was already in love with TSA by the time I was in high school. But a lot of people just have maybe a sport that they're kind of interested in, and I would encourage them to branch out beyond that. Like, the only way we would have Equality Club is because people decided to stand up and do that. The only way that people get into BPA and other, like, career and technology-oriented activities is because they specifically seek them. Nobody starts out going, oh my gosh, I love presenting things related to business concepts. But if you don't, like, branch out and explore those, then you'll never find out what opportunities you could have had. So that's what I would tell freshmen. Don't be scared, and take all the opportunities and activities that you're given.
What do you think it means to be a valedictorian?
I think that it means, like, on one hand, it's recognition. So being a valedictorian means you've worked that hard to get there, and you got your straight A's, and so it's kind of like just an honor or an award in that sense, because you just feel like it's recognized your efforts thus far throughout high school, honestly. So that's nice. But then on another aspect, I think it's than a place where you have to be representative of your class. Because even though the like requirements to get there are straight A's and taking AP or concurrent classes, there's so much more that they expect of you when you are a valedictorian. Like, giving a speech doesn't correlate at all with having straight A's, because it's more than that. Giving a speech means you care about your peers and you're going to represent them well on stage. And being a valedictorian, leading the graduation procession, things like that are because they know who we are as people and they want us to represent the senior class, not because we're just smart kids who worked hard and got A's.
So maybe avoiding the topics that you're going to address in your graduation speech, what else would you like to tell your fellow classmates?
I'm trying to specifically remember what I'm putting in my graduation speech at this point, but I think what I would tell my classmates is that there's such a big world outside of Ulagoth. Like, we love Ulagoth because there's so many things to love about Ulagoth, but after, like, traveling to Europe with our like, biannual Europe trip and doing all the things I've done through my activities, I think that a lot of people in my grade feel like they aren't going to ever do those things and ever go anywhere else, and I really encourage them to do so. Like, we have a lot of people who obviously have, like, traditional mindsets about things because that's just, you know, inherent with a small town sometimes, and I think that they deserve to also experience, like, the diversity and outside the Ulagoth bubble. Like, even though that might be hard and it might be not as fun and comfortable as what our town provides, I think that I would just really encourage them to get out and explore, because now they have the whole world ahead of them. And that sounds like a great topic for a valedictorian speech, but I promise that is not mine.
So going off that and expanding your horizons, what are your plans for the future?
I plan to attend Yale University in the fall, and I'm super excited. I got to visit for their Bulldog Days, and it was pretty much everything I had hoped for. They were my first choice, and so I applied early action, and as soon as I was accepted, I scrapped those applications for Harvard, Columbia, wherever else, because it didn't matter, because I got into Yale. And after visiting, it was easy for me to see myself going there. It felt like somewhere that had homey vibes like Ulagoth, because I think when you go to a small school, you have a really defined idea of what home is, and so being able to see that in somewhere else that was literally across the country was amazing. So I'm really thankful to be going there and to not leave, like, the comfort and warmth of, like, a hometown behind.
Do you have any ideas about the career path you plan to pursue?
I'm currently caught in between two passions that I have. I really thought I had it made. I thought I was going to go into neuroscience with the goal of either integrating neuroscience into law by working with, like, special victims or performing psych evaluations, or doing research at other universities or at laboratories on neuroscience questions, because I just specifically love questions of the mind. They're always so confusing and so polarizing, and people have opinions on them that they have to either learn something about or change their mind on, because you don't really have opinions on, like, is carbon the best element? But with psychology, you care about whether it's nature or nurture that changes you, and you care about the reasons people act. And so I feel like it just applies on so many levels. So I've always been interested in it. So I want to keep pursuing it and studying it so I can, like, essentially learn about it more and answer all these questions I have. But on the other hand, I'm not sure if research will be where my heart is, because I think I have a pretty strong creative side. And so I love writing, and I love speaking, and I love telling people what to do. So I've thought about studying film and media studies with the goal of directing and writing in the future. And I think that's a really big goal for me, which is why maybe I'm more scared of it than going into psychology. But I know when I go to Yale, that's going to sort out my passions for me. Like, after taking a couple of classes in each of those disciplines, I think I'm going to really know what I enjoy and what I don't, as well as the realities of them. Because my idea of a neuroscience course or a neuroscience career or a humanities career is definitely different from the reality of it that being in actual classes will show me.
So, finally, why do you think that the world needs to care about ULAGA?
I think we are just underestimated, and I think that's true with small towns everywhere. I think that's true with rural towns everywhere, and I think that's true with, like, most of Oklahoma. Like, people don't expect amazing people to come from Oklahoma, and if they do, it's like Tulsa or Oklahoma City and not teeny towns like this, and I think that's where they're wrong. Like, we have just as amazing people as in all of these other places, and so when we're overlooked because of where we are and how small we are and who we are, it just feels like the world is really missing out and not recognizing the potential of people that they don't think will matter. And I think a lot of students here internalize that sometimes, but rather than doing that, a lot of us are just making it obvious that we can do anything that the big schools and the private schools can do, and our town is capable of producing high caliber, amazing people that will change the world. And I think that that's partially our responsibility, but also something that we are currently learning. But hopefully that's something that the rest of the world will pick up on, and then maybe not look down on small towns, or maybe not specifically look down on ULAGA based on our size and where we are, but instead recognizing the broad scope of people who are capable of coming from small towns.
Thank you so much.